Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Come to Me.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. This gospel passage is all about relationships. The relationship between Jesus and God, whom he called Father. If we think about it, our lives also are all about our relationships. When we were little, most of us hopefully discovered how special we were to belong to a family, to be a daughter, a son, to have a sister or brother, and, oh yes, to have loving grandparents to spoil us. Then we grew to understand the importance of being and having a friend and the gift of some to become lifetime friends. During the pandemic, however, we experienced difficulty and disappointment when we couldn't visit grandparents, relatives, and friends. It was difficult for kids and teens not being able to be in school with other classmates or to have the opportunity to meet new friends. This was also evident on college campuses. Being in relationship teaches us about who we are and what we value and how we learn to appreciate differences. How we learn to love others and ourselves, discovering our shared gifts. In this scripture passage, we hear Jesus as he prays directly to God and pours out his gratitude for their relationship. We are grateful as we experience with his disciples his desire to reveal this gift of a loving relationship with God to each and all of us. We need to pause, recognize, and receive this amazing opportunity. We are actually being invited into their relationship, Father and Son, God and Jesus, God, Jesus, and us. And now we actually share in God's cosmic dream for all creation, and we are invited to bring it about. We are caught up in praising God's love for all of us and all creation. We experience in Jesus' invitation, come, come to me, all of you, this treasured opportunity. And we actually experience the caress of God, as Pope Francis teaches us in his amazing encyclical, Laudate Si, on the care of our common home. We can hear ourselves cry out, praise be to you, O God. God, through Jesus, and in the words of Pope Francis, is calling us into this healing relationship with God, one another, all peoples, and the earth. We are drawn into this union with God. Jesus and all creation, come to me with your burdens. Rest, learn, experience my gentle presence and the depth of my love. Jesus' invitation is direct and inclusive. He knows each of us and our needs. He understands that some are physically, mentally, and even spiritually exhausted. He knows that our amazing young people are ready and looking for a way forward in faith, hope, and love. His invitation is timely and sincere. Come to me with whatever burdens, anxieties, or concerns you may have. Reclaim my gift of life. Find yourself with me. Rest in the assurance of my love. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.